Don't fake it, just bust a move. This joint is gonna get you in the mood.
I'm back! I was in Maui. I took all the kids. You know what I mean, Chris?
Aloha, brada.
Aloha, brada. Aloha, Nick.
Mahalo.
Mahalo from the depths of my soul.
Dude, your trip looks so fun.
You know, I didn't really post that much because I really was exhausted.
You gotta soak it in.
No, but I was so exhausted from touring, like being on the road every week and being in Charlotte here and then New York there. And then, like, it got to the point where when I landed in Maui, I think I mentally told myself, I don't want to do anything to do with entertainment. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I just want to disconnect and find that passion again. You know what I mean?
You had a little cleanse. You had a social media cleanse.
Just anything.
Detox.
Anything that had to do with me just entertaining. I was just like, yo. Like, I was thinking about making funny videos in Hawaii. You know what I mean? And then I was like, dude, but that's work again. Because it's like, yeah, it's a minute video, but it takes like 2 hours to cut it up.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, nah, man. I want to be with my family right now, you know?
That's a true vacation.
Yeah, I just want to just veg out, eat Spam. I mean, this is crap I'll never eat at home.
You want to eat Spam at home?
Bro, when was the last time you went to Safeway or Vaughn's and went, where's the Spam aisle? Never!
That's true. I do love Spam, though.
I love Spam. Nick, do you like Spam?
I've never had Spam in my entire life.
You're kidding me.
Oh my God.
True story.
We got to bring some in.
You got to be kidding me. You've never had Spam.
I haven't.
Do you know what Spam stands for?
It's like fake ham. I don't know.
It's Hawaiian for dog food.
Well, I got to try it now.
I swear to God, I have a dog, right? And I opened up a can of his food, and then I opened up a can of Spam. Identically the same. They looked identically the same. They were both floating in the same fluid. Oh. It's the same texture. I had to cut it up in his bowl. And, I mean, I was like, I think we're eating dog food. But here's the thing. I don't care. I love it so much.
It's delicious.
It's so delicious. I think I made Spam fried rice for the kids. I'm going to post a picture of me. I look like I was feeding homeless children. It was the funniest thing. But I made Spam fried rice. I was eating Spam musubi out there.
Spam musubi it's like Spam sushi.
It's a sushi hand roll, right? But instead of like tuna or whatever it is that they just put a square piece of Spam right on top of it, Nick.
I'm intrigued.
With a little teriyaki sauce.
My mouth's watering.
Yeah, and it's like $2 for it. And it'll fill you up for at least 6 hours. If it doesn't fill you up, the salt will swell you up.
Yeah, you know, when you think of comfort food, you think of like the South and you think of all that. But yeah. Hawaiian food. That'll do the trick, too.
Hawaiian is the king of comfort food.
Yeah.
Mac salad. I've never been in love with mac salad until I got to Hawaii. Because they always put mac salad on the side of everything.
That's their standard side.
Standard side is mac salad. It's crazy, man. So anyways, that's what I was doing in Hawaii, and I'm happy to be back because now I get to see you guys again.
I miss you. I actually haven't seen you longer than your trip from Hawaii because I left for Europe, and then when I got back, Joe was in Hawaii.
I was watching you in Europe, and I was sad. I was like, it was like my brother is gone. I missed you.
I know. Reunited.
Reunited. I missed you too, Nick.
Thanks, man. I miss you too.
Did you tell the world that you got a black eye?
They're not aware of that yet, but they'll know at our live water cooler tomorrow night.
I've been in my lifetime, I've been in 4 fights. 2 street fights, one with a best friend. He just punched me. You know what I mean? And then, like, I think some random push and shove where, you know, no fist to cuffs. But my first 2 were fist to cuffs, right? And I never received a black eye. And no way am I saying that I won the fight. I'm just saying, I see people. Alan is with me. By the way, Alan, best friend. When I came back from Hawaii, I purchased him. So if you ever want to see, if you want to see what Hawaiians look like, boom, I got one right here off to my right. I'm going to post a picture of Alan so you guys can all see what this is what Hawaii looks like right here. Pretty even much. Though he's Filipino. You love Spam.
I love Spam.
Oh, my God. Spam is so good, right?
But back to fighting.
Oh, back to fighting. Anyways, what I'm trying to say is when you get into a fight, Chris, like if you get into a Hollywood fight, yeah. right, and they show people get into a fight, and then cut to the next day, it's always a guy with like an ice pack on his eye.
Yeah, or the meat
he's got
slap.
A big, or he's got the Spud McKenzie eye. You know what I mean? It's just this black eye. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I've never witnessed or seen that before. I've seen fights. I've been in fights. My friend's been in fights. I've never seen a black eye. You know what I mean?
Yeah, me neither.
I've met Nick. I've met Nick. He's been in two fights since I've been here, both resulting in that stereotypical black eye.
I got this baby smooth skin and bruised like a peach.
Is that what it is?
Speaking of Hawaii, I found a YouTube video that supposedly pineapple juice, if I just rub some pineapple on it, that'll help the blood dissipate. And so that's
you're supposed to rub that on your penis. That has nothing to do with black eyes. What? Dude, like,
it happened in Wisconsin.
This is the second time you've seen this too, right?
Yeah, I think Nick should just start saying it's genetic.
I think you should say it's genetic that you just black eyes appear.
Yeah.
Or you lack of sleep. Just say you have lack of sleep. These are like the perfect black eye. We have to post this, man. Did you get one in on this guy?
Yes. Yes, I did.
You promise? Because it's...
I 100%. It was three punches. He hit me first. I hit him once. He hit me again. We got split up. And this was like a buddy of mine.
But did yours connect?
Yes. It was solid. He doesn't have like a black eye, but he's got like a red on his cheek, but...
Nah.
He also doesn't have a job, so he has no one to answer to.
Yeah, you got to say, oh, you should see the other guy.
Yeah.
You know,
and that's not enough to say you got to see the other guy. You can't go... Like, hey, nice black guy, did you get the other guy? And you go, yeah, man, you got to see, like, it's a small little scratch by his chin.
You see the other guy. He looks great.
You got to see the other guy. He looks like he nicked himself shaving. Nick, let's beat up your friend while he's asleep. It's your friend, right?
Yeah. No, bygones be bygones. Moving forward.
It's done?
No more black eyes.
Is it done?
Is the plan.
This guy's done? Is this the same guy you got into a fight with last time?
That one's still up in the air. Could not even that one possibly wasn't even a fight.
Oh yeah, we don't even know what happened last time. You just woke up with two black eyes.
New Year's Eve, bro.
New Year's Eve.
What is wrong with you, Nick? It's got to stop.
Agreed. Agreed.
Yeah. Chris, have you ever been in a street fight before?
Yeah, man.
You have?
I've been in one. Yeah, it was New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
One of my friend's girlfriends was hanging out outside. It was after the bars closed, so we were in Venice Beach, and these skinheads come up, and they start trying to hit on her. And so one of my other buddies, like, kind of pulls her away. She's like, hey, come on, let's go. And they just start, you know, barking at each other. Not, like, literally barking, but they're yelling at each other. And I kind of get in between them, and it's like, hey, guys, it's cool.
So, like, so your girlfriend, girlfriend.
This is my friend's girlfriend. Yeah.
And then he pulled her away.
Yeah, pulls her away. I'm like, ah,
and then the skinheads were like, burr, burr,
yeah, yeah, burr, yeah, yeah. Burr. That's I'm not kidding. It was pretty much that. So I get in between. And I'm like, guys, we don't do this. It's New Year's Eve. Let's start the New Year. No. Let's start the New Year. Let's start the New Year, right? Come on, there's no need for that.
Yeah. Was it like DMX?
Yeah.
It was DMX? DMX was a skinhead? That's a shame that there's human beings like that walk this earth.
Yeah, so they're trying to start some trouble the
Always.
Whole time, man. So I'm in between them, and as they're calming down, like I'm looking, I'm like, okay, we're cool. My friends are separated by both of my hands, you know, at my sides, and one guy just clocks me in the face as I'm doing this.
just sucker punch
me. Yeah, sucker punch. And luckily, these are drunk guys. And think about drunk guys. I don't know if it's all drunk guys, but a lot of them, they don't really punch that well.
No.
So, like, there's no power behind it. So I was still on my feet.
Yeah.
And I kind of did one of the – I looked at him and just looked at him. Are you done?
Yeah.
Are you done?
Are you done with that?
We're leaving. And I get my friends. We start walking away. And we walk to the end of the street, and they're just mad dogging us. They're just staring at us. And then I turn around. So everyone's trying to walk around the corner. Let's get a cab. Let's get out of here. And I look, and one of the guys is just sprinting at me. And I'm just thinking, like, I'm standing there. I'm not moving.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is not going to go well. And he does, like a Jet Li movie. Jumps in the air. And then, like...
With a Superman punch.
Yeah, with his arm out. It looks like... And he looks like he's going to clothesline me.
Yeah.
And he just jumps in the air and jump punches me.
Does he hit?
Yeah, he lands.
What?
And then
who
it's on.
Who is this guy?
And then now it's on. And like, and it's just me and my friend and like five girls. So now we can't.
Tell me the girls jumped in and helped.
Yeah, well, you know, when they were done crying. Like, so they, yeah, so these, they're like four or five dudes. They're huge. These are big dudes. And they just start wailing on me. So my friend runs over, rips them off, and they all gather around and start wailing on him. So then I got to go and I got to start. And, you know, it's just. My adrenaline was pumping the whole time. Like, I had no idea what was going on. I've never been in a fight. Yeah. I'm yelling the whole time, like, why? Why are you doing this? Why? And then one guy just looks at me. He's like, hey, man, me and you, one-on-one, let's go. And I'm like, dude, I could see your abs through your shirt.
Yeah.
Like, no, there's no way I'm going to do this. Why would I do this?
Because, man.
Come on, let's go. Right? And, like, so I'm, like, looking at this guy. But at the same time, I'm facing the dude. I get tackled by a guy from the side because they're coming from all angles, yeah. And they're punching me. So then these two homeless people see us, and they start running at us. It's this girl and this guy, and they're like, hey, get off them. Like, why'd you – like, we're getting jumped basically. Yeah. So they're pulling – my friend's mouth's all bleeding. His tooth is knocked out. And this homeless people are, like, pulling these guys off us and, like, trying
to help
We'll
save your
us.
Ass for a dollar.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, you got a dollar? I'll save you.
We should have paid them. But here's the thing.
They helped you?
Yeah, they're helping us. But then these guys just start wailing on these homeless
oh
people.
Oh, my God.
And I'm watching, like, one guy take this girl's head and slam it into a car. Now she's all bleeding. She has blood all over her face. And I'm just like, oh, my God. And, like, all my friends that are girls, they're, like, ripping, trying to rip these guys off. But they just get back up. They push the girls up, and they just run back at us. And this is going on for, like, 5 minutes. And
which probably felt like 35, 40 minutes.
Yeah. Luckily, like as I said, all they could really do is tackle. Their punches didn't hurt. They punched with their arms and not with like their body. So
they just
landed, but they didn't really do much.
Yeah.
So yeah, we were bruised up a little bit, and then we're getting tackled. The two homeless people are out. They're done. And and all of a sudden, these. Like,
by the way, no health insurance for them. Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty
they're
screwed.
They're taking care of themselves right now.
They're listening to this, though. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
They listen to Coy.
But they're not listening. So they're definitely not listening for sure.
And so we're on the ground, and I want to say like five or six just these really tall black dudes. It looked like a basketball team just run out of a bar, and they just start wailing on these guys. And like they're like angels. And they just start ripping.
Black angels. Yeah,
dude.
Man. They're not white angels. Black angels.
And they just start. And the guys just get up and run. And then.
They just take off.
Yeah. And then out of the woodwork come all the other dudes like, hey, man, you all right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we're all right. Yeah. Thanks, man.
The best part is so after everything kind of clears away, you know, I'm all bruised up. My friend's all bloody. And. And then
was Nick anywhere around?
Nick was not there to get any black guys. So
that would have been cool while you're getting beat up. Nick just runs in and goes, I have an extra eye you want to hit.
Well, here's the thing. My crew is actually bigger than these like four or five guys. Like I had about seven or eight dudes with us, but they all decided that, you know, at the end of when the bars closed, let's all go skinny dipping in the ocean.
Oh.
So they're all swimming in the ocean, and as soon as this fight's over and we're all bloody and, you know, corn, all the girls are crying, they just come back all wet. Like, man, that water was cold.
What?
Man, that was so funny. What happened to you guys?
Like, what?
They were in the time of their lives skinny dipping.
Yeah, they're having a blast, man.
And we're just getting the crap kicked out of us.
Yeah.
But it was,
But okay, so when you left the bar.
Yeah.
Like they just bumped into you and just started crap?
Were one
of you guys loud? Or, because you said there was four girls,
mm-hmm.
did one of them kind of instigate? Just be honest right
they
now.
Might, I won't say that didn't happen, but you know girls, like they'll,
yes, man.
They have. Oh, and this other guy was my size.
They
we have our two Filipino friends with us. Like, hey, why don't you stop talking about us? You know, they're yelling at these guys. And
they were, huh?
Yeah, of course, man.
God.
And here I'm the one who has to take the punches.
You had to take all the punches. You had to absorb all the punches.
That did happen.
Okay. How do we touch this subject without me sounding like a chauvinistic pig?
Look.
All I'm saying is when I think women – okay, here, let me just
they
say
like
I'm
to
not
see
saying
fights.
All women.
They like to see
they
fights.
They love to see fights.
Gets excited.
They do, especially the nightclub life. When you're leaving the bar, leaving the nightclub, you ever notice the girls are a little bit more of the vocal ones because they know that they have a little bit of a superhero shield. They can talk a lot of crap because they know no one's going to run up and just punch them. But they will punch your boyfriend. You know what I mean? And that's...
It bums me out that you were able to call me out on that.
Like, I kind of knew.
Like, oh, I know. I
kind of knew the situation because even if they were skinheads or whatever the case may be, or
I say skinheads because like, yes, they were.
Yeah,
but I mean,
but I still feel like there was some
Yeah, it was like some sort of hate crime or anything.
Yeah,
like, it was just,
I feel like there was something that sparked it.
Yeah. Well, that's why it was me riling up.
It's usually liquor.
Yeah, it is liquor, but I also feel like. You know what I'm talking about, Nick. Like, on the way out, there's always that – you always see those group of girls that just yelling stuff out to just random dudes for no reason.
I do have, like, the perfect image in my head of what you're describing.
You know what I'm describing, like, right? And there's going to be girls that are listening right now going, yeah, Joe, slow down. All right. Dude, not all girls are like that.
And that's the one that's yelling.
And that's the one that's yelling. You know who they are when you leave. It's just, I'm not –
Hey, shut up. Let's get out of here.
And I'm not trying to say it, but there's guys that are like that too. But, man, usually when you leave, when you, like, okay, you go down to San Diego. What's that district called? What is it?
Gasland.
Just stand outside. Stand outside with a video camera, and I guarantee you'll see. Yeah, you'll hear it. You'll hear the girl, that one girl that's starting something, saying something, starting something. I don't know. I'm sounding like that guy right now.
It does happen. Cool. I'll be honest. I've seen it a million times. It does happen.
Of all people I know, it always happens.
It does, right? Oh, yeah, because Alan used to work at a nightclub.
It always happens.
Alan was a promoter. What was the nightclub that you did right here on Hollywood in Highland in Hollywood?
Highlands.
Yeah. He used to promote that nightclub, Highlands. Bro, every weekend, it was the girls. It was the girls that always got into that fight or started that fight.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That's why I slowly crept out of that scene, man. I was like, yo, this is dumb. It's like that. What it is at the end of the night, the dudes aren't getting anything. You know what I mean? They spent all this money on some chick and nothing happened. And now we got to show some type of way of releasing this testosterone somehow. You know what I mean? And then the girls at the end of the night, I don't know, they seem a little hateful on some other girls.
I mean, when they have a little booze in them too. Yeah,
yeah,
they
got to say something. Look at that bitch. Look at that bitch with the bare feet.
Hey, come on, no. Let's get out of here.
No. No, come on. Look at her. No.
Hey, she doesn't mean it. She doesn't mean it.
No, I do mean it. No. Really? You're going to walk around with one heel on?
Let's get out of here. The bathroom's looking
at us. No, Chris. She looked at me crazy.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she
That's
did.
That's just her face. That's just
No,
her
look
face.
At her. She's looking right now. What are you looking at, bitch?
She's not talking to you.
What are you looking at, bitch?
She's not talking to you.
Yeah, she is.
Hey, come on, please.
No, look at her. What? She got ripped. Why'd you wear those nylons with the rip?
No, don't go. That's her style.
Yeah. And next thing you know, fight. Hair. Hair lock.
Oh, it's all
two girls
real.
On the ground connected by hair. Wasn't that the worst, Alan? Seen it?
Actually, no. I liked watching it.
You did? I'm not going to lie. I'm a little creepy, too. I did I do enjoy watching the girl fights more than the guy fights.
Well, I liked it when it wasn't my friends.
Yeah.
But when it was my friends, I hated it.
Oh, when it's
it.
Our friends? Yeah. It's so stupid.
But when it's someone else.
Oh, yeah.
I'm with my phone out recording, watching.
Yeah.
It's the best thing ever.
World Star.
This is before World Star. This we created World Star.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, I do actually get off on watching the girls fight. It's actually kind of funny.
Dude, my friend just he was at a Mexican restaurant.
Ooh.
with a couple of girls, two girls, and that they just met at the bar, and it's this late night spot. Him and actually my cousin was the other guy, and all of a sudden these big Samoan chicks just walk in and just start talking crap on these girls. I guess they must have had a previous altercation earlier, and then just start wailing on my friend's girls that they just met. So they like cover them up and they're like throwing chairs.
So
and
the
they're
two
getting,
Samoan chicks walked into the Mexican
there were
bar.
Like
or
three
like,
or four of them. Yeah, they're huge. Like,
why don't you have spam? Say
spam.
It again.
What
you
do
don't
mean
have spam.
You don't have spam, Masubi.
What do you mean, no spam? I don't even
know.
That's a horrible Samoan accent.
I don't
accent.
Know what Samoan sounds
I don't know
like.
What it sounds like either.
Yeah.
But so you see them going at it.
Yeah, and they're just, and anyway, so. eventually it all dies down, and my friends aren't hitting back because they can't hit back girls, even though they're three times the size of them.
Do not.
So they're just protecting the girls and like, holding them and just taking the chairs to the back and taking the
just
hits.
Taking the turtle shell. They're becoming turtle like turtle shells. Yeah.
Yeah. And anyway, so side note, they end up finding the video later because somebody at that restaurant recorded it, and they made friends with them a few months later. And she's like, hey, I was there that night when they were talking about it. But I see my cousin the next day. And he's all bruised up. He is almost a black guy like Nick, yeah. But he's all bruised up. He has some cuts.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my god, you're right, dude. I got in a fight. Yeah, man, at the Mexican restaurant. That was crazy. Oh, dude, who are they? Dude, they're huge. They're like we were playing basketball. It's like they're like as big as those guys over there. Really? Oh my god.
So he still hasn't told you. He never told you it was Samoan chicks?
It took a while to get
there. Oh, he finally told you?
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, the question just kept coming. And then the second, he's like, yeah, man. Oh, and that one that hit me, man, she was mean.
She?
like needle scratch.
She?
Yeah, but I mean, you can't hit girls. You can't.
You can't.
Oh, the guys I was fighting, they were throwing them into the ground and stuff. That was not cool.
Yeah, the girl. Man, this is going to sound like a chauvinistic show right now.
There's always that
girl that starts that one fight that starts it, like in your face. Like,
that does happen.
Yeah. And then when something happens, you're going to push a girl? Wow.
It does happen, but guys, I think, are just triggered. Because if a guy did that, another guy did that, you kind of let it go. But when girls do that, they have a weird control over us, and they kind of trigger things out of us that sometimes it's tough to control. I mean, look, I hate fighting. I'm not a fan of it at all. Yeah. And, I feel dirty just talking about it like this.
Yeah,
so.
I do too. I don't really enjoy it at all. Yeah. I hate it. I told my son, don't ever get into a street fight. Don't ever get into that is the worst fight you can get into. It's dirty. You don't know what's going to happen, and you don't know who's going to hit you.
Yeah.
I told my son, watch YouTube. Watch what happens outside of a bar one-on-one, two guys that fight it at a bar fight, and watch who comes flying in from behind and just takes that dude out.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And that's the street fight. So why do it? It's dumb, man.
As I said, mine was really long, so the whole time thinking like it's New Year's Eve, cops gonna come. We were in the middle of an intersection in Venice, like cops gonna come, we get arrested. What the heck? And then like,
You got arrested?
No, I'm thinking that like, oh my god, I'm in a fight. This is a serious fight.
Yeah,
we're gonna get arrested. Like cops are gonna come, and then 6 minutes later, it's like, who are these damn cops, man? Yeah, they're gonna stop this thing.
Where's the cops? Why do these two dudes smell like homelessness?
Yeah. Who are these guys?
Why do these guys smell like piss and garbage?
Hey, man, they helped us. I don't want to hit up too much. They tried to help us, but they just ended up getting beat up.
And then the Black Angels came.
Oh, they
and
came.
They really saved
glorious.
You.
Yeah.
That was amazing, right?
It felt good after that. I mean, I was kind of bummed that it had to come down to that word. But, I mean, it was like 2-on-5.
Yeah, that's
they had
cool.
numbers. They had numbers.
They had it was a numbers thing.
Yeah, it was. Otherwise, and size.
I'm so happy you're okay.
Hey, thanks, man. It was a while back.
See, like, Nick, you got to learn. You listen to these stories, and you got to learn, man. Stop.
Yeah. I'm trying to lead by example here. Like, don't do it, because I mean, this is what happened to me, and I'm not okay.
No argument for me.
Yeah.
It's over.
It's done.
Oh yeah.
Because I know you enjoy MMA a lot.
I hate that. People know that I love MMA because that they're like, oh, this kid is just always trying to get. I'm not. I'm really not.
Yeah,
I'm very not. Friendly
sweetheart.
Out. But
for some reason, people like to just throw punches your way. You're a big dude too, man. You're like 6'2", right?
Yeah, I'm six. I'm 6'2".
He's 6'2".
He's bigger. He's like 6'3", 215 probably.
Corn fed.
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Those guys. That's all they can do out there. It's boring out there.
Maybe I'm gonna have
they
to get
just
some
got
tips.
A target out there.
It's true.
They just got a target. So it's boring out in Wisconsin. Yeah. That's all they do is fight.
Like, who am I going to punch today?
Yeah, who am I going to punch? Oh, my friend, Nick's in town. I'll use his eye.
I haven't punched Nick in a while.
Yeah. My friend Alex Ramon, a big shout out to Donkey Boy, DONKEEBOY. Follow him. Amazing artist and amazing MMA fighter. He can fight, man. He trains nonstop, you know, and... His friend was smoking next to He was pumping gas next to the damn gas. What is that called? The gas thing? Next to the gas thing. Gas pump. He's smoking. Homeless guy says, hey, man, you can't do that. Oh, get away. You're going to blow this place up. And then he's like, nah, it's all good. Just talking crap to him. You know, just talking. Alex has no idea what's going on. Oh, by the way, there's more to it than this story. I'm just going to give you the quick version of this.
Sure.
But anyways, Alex is inside shopping, like buying, you know, just snacks and stuff, right? Cut to him coming out and seeing his friend. I should say it. He's got a little bit of a handicap. You know what I mean? His right arm is kind of messed up. He walks with a limp. You know what I mean? So, of course, Alex is obligated to come to his rescue because when he walks out, he sees this homeless guy, like, coming at him. And he doesn't know. So he just, like, runs up on him. And now they're going at it. Like, full on swinging on each other, right? My boy Alex, my boy Alex, he had no idea what homeless strength is. had no idea what homeless strength is. He said he had him in a hold, right? That normal dudes probably would have just dropped. Homeless strength dude was like, I ain't dying today.
Oh, yeah, they're survivors.
Picked him up and threw him on the gas pump. On the small of his back, man. Wow. You know what I mean? It's not a ring. You know what I mean? If it was a ring, he could have went to the mat, and he probably still had that lock. But when you're small of your back is getting hit by 92 octane pump, you let go of that grip.
And now
they're just going, yeah, it's premium, bro. It is a nice car.
The premium.
Yeah. $4 going to the small of your back.
Oh, that hurts more. Yeah.
And they're just going at it. He said he couldn't get this guy. Dude, he said there was a point where he was just like, they both looked at each other, just heavy panting. Like, are we going to keep going? And then they went at it again to the point where homeless guy was like, all right, I got to go. It's 12. It's 12. I got to go.
Good fight, man.
And he just walked off. Like, just walked off into homeless land.
There's a code.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not even joking. And, like, that's what Alex said. He was like, yo, dude, I got into the this was a beyond fight. Like, I've never been in a fight like this before. I've been in street fights before. I've been in fights on the mat before. I've never been in a fight like this. He goes, I was fighting somebody on some superhuman strength.
Dude, you got Cinderella'd.
He did, man.
That's like, the definition of fighting someone without anything to lose.
Without anything to lose. And we're talking anything. Teeth, anything. Break my arm. I need to go to the hospital anyways for food. You know what I mean? Like, that's what that's all about. My brother lives like that. You know, I talked about my brother. Yeah. He knows how to play the system. You know what I mean? He'll get into a fight just because he knows he can get some food and shelter this week. That's what my brother does. You know what I mean? Like, that's what this was, and he's never experienced anything like that. And, dude, it was the craziest thing because, like I said, my boy is – his friend is handicapped. So they were meeting me at – because I was performing in Texas. They were meeting me at my hotel before I had to go to perform. And I was like, where are these dudes? Like, I kept texting. It's going – I'm calling. It's going to voicemail. I'm like, yo, man, I'm going to be late. Where are you? Finally, they come pulling up, walking down the hallway. Both of them limping the same exact way. They both look handicapped. It was the funniest thing. And the bet, my favorite part was his friend was like, yo, Alex got fucked up. It was the funniest thing. Just both limping the same way. Man, you should have seen Alex. He got fucked up.
You making fun of him?
Swear to God. It was a fight, and then Alex had to tell me the whole story. But, dude,
that's
it was
crazy.
Yeah, man.
I can just see, Alex is on the floor. Guy just takes the 92, just spraying it all over him. Has a match.
Yeah.
Lights it.
Yeah. What do you want to do?
Beep, beep, beep.
Oh, sorry. Hey, sandwiches. You're lucky.
Where was the church. His friend?
Huh?
Where was his friend this whole time? Just watching?
No, he's crippled.
Oh, okay.
So he really is crippled. He has, like, you know, his right arm is kind of like, you know, he walks with a limp, his right arm. Cool guy, though. Like, he used to be a B-boy, but he got into a car accident. So now he's got kind of like a really bad limp.
Damn.
He wasn't helping. And Alex had to go help him because – but then he's an idiot. Why were you smoking by the gas pump? The homeless guy was right. You know what I mean? Homeless guy was right, but Alex had no idea. Alex found out after when they were driving back. And then Alex like, yo, dude, why were you smoking by the gas pump?
Wait, we were the bad guys? Oh.
Next time, listen to the book.
Wait a minute. We're the villains? We just got our ass kicked by Batman? Real life Batman just kicked our ass? But anyways, the moral of this story is don't get into street fights, man.
That's the moral of all these stories.
Just don't. Ladies, shut up.
You're never stoked on a street fight. Yeah. Nobody's ever happy about it.
Yes.
And really, how does it end? How do they all end?
Horribly.
Yeah.
Horribly wrong. Guys, stop. Stop fighting. Guys are the worst.
The movies.
Guys are the worst.
Yeah.
I mean, girls are bad. Guys are worse. They really are. I mean,
we're terrible.
Well, they are.
I'm going to fight for your honor.
Yeah.
Babe.
Well, just not. But not only that, but just the guys at bars, man, there's always like 10 there just that are wanting to start something. You feel their energy, the way they walk around. They're, you know what I mean? It's just like, I had to get out of that scene, man. You're out of it. You don't do it anymore, Alan.
Yeah, but, you know, 15 years, I only been in like, maybe 2 fights.
Yeah. Well, you're a gentle giant.
Well, you know the secret.
Yeah. Run.
No.
That's my secret.
Yeah. You just befriend a bunch of knuckleheads.
Yeah. We did have a lot of goons in our corner.
My secret is just getting everybody's good side.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. That's my secret, too.
Yeah.
I don't even want to. I know I can get. I can fight. I know I can fight, but I don't want to get into a fight. I got beautiful teeth.
Oh, God.
Beautiful. Cost me so much money. You are not punching these out. No. No way. But then again, I don't want to get in a street fight. Moral of this story, stop it, you guys. Life is too short, and you can't fight, so stop.
Yeah, all these stories of us fighting, we use it to say, please don't do
it.
Yeah,
don't do it. Nick, stop.
Done and done.
Unless it's sanctioned. Unless it's sanctioned, there's an ambulance off to the right that's ready to take care of you.
You signed a couple waivers.
Cut man.
A cut man. A hype man. You can do it, Nick.
Yeah.
Just go back in there. It's Wisconsin.
Don't even think about getting a fight unless you got a good hype man.
Yeah, you need a hype man. Mike Tyson had a hype man. His name was Crocodile. That's real.
How do you hype him up?
He just always said, you're the best. You're the best. No one better than Mike Tyson. Iron Mike Tyson is here. His name is Crocodile.
I love that.
He paid him to be a hype man.
Hey, it's not an easy job.
Bro, I met Crocodile. That's why I say this. I know him. I don't know him, but I used to work front desk at the Lexus Park Hotel in Vegas. And the King Promotion would stay there. Mike Tyson would stay at MGM, but King Promotion would stay at Alexis Park, and Crocodile would always stay there. And you would always see him. Watch all the old fights. You'll see this guy that had nothing to do with anything. He wasn't a cut man. He wasn't a manager. Just when they walk into the ring, you would see Crocodile behind Mike Tyson. The champ is here! Well, that's Ali. He wouldn't say that. But you're like, well, Mike Tyson is here! Greatest fight of all time! You about to die! I'm like, damn, you get paid for that? How did you sell that?
That's the gig of a lifetime.
Is the gig.
Yeah, you hype up your friend. Or even like hype men for DJs and stuff looks out. All they do is they're on the front of the stage. They maybe have like a rag in one hand. And they just raise their arms up and down. Like, come on. Like,
oh, the best gig.
Like, God, you get paid for that.
If you're broke, be quiet. Be quiet. Yeah. If you're ugly, be quiet. Be quiet.
I want to hate him, but like I love him. Like,
and
help.
I can't be quiet because I'm not ugly.
No, yeah, you can't.
So I'm hooking him up with a job. I can hate him. I can hate him on the dance floor. But if I don't agree with him, I'm ugly.
Yeah. Oh,
so now
yeah.
I got to scream, and now he gets his job is secure.
Better make some noise.
Yeah. If you got less than a dollar in your wallet, be quiet. The hype man is the greatest job of all time. Those guys have found a way. Like, how do you sell that? Like, there's no interview for that. It's not on Craigslist.
Imagine hype man auditions.
Hype man auditions.
Just 3 people sitting in the room. Just, all right, go ahead.
I want to meet the guy that went to that audition and had that soccer horn. I saw this at a soccer match. I was at a rugby game, and I heard this horn, I swear to God, it'll kill at your nightclub. Please just let me do it.
The Vuvuzela?
Is that what that's called?
Yeah.
Vuvuzela. What, is that the real name of the horn?
Yeah.
What is that horn? Is it an English horn?
Uses.
Yeah, but it came from Europe. Like, that's where you always heard it. There's old Public Enemy, like live Public Enemy, and I remember I used to love hearing that horn because it was something I never heard before. And I remember, like, Chuck D is, like, talking to the crowd, and all of a sudden you hear, it was such a cool horn. It was like, yo, that's not in America. Like,
I've now realized we're talking about different horns. I know the DJ one you're talking about. I was talking about the ones they used at soccer matches. Like, everybody had them.
They were just banned.
They were more of, like, a buzzing when everybody did them in the crowd. That's a vuvuzela.
No. Okay.
I know what you're talking
about. Can you go online and find that horn and play it? I want to do Hype Man right now. I think you have a band.
Yeah.
In fact, you're performing.
In fact, I got to go.
Why?
I got to play in a little bit. Well, you got to set up. I load in. I don't have roadies yet. I'm not that big.
Chris Maximana.
Yeah.
Laximana.
Did I say it right? Stop there.
I did?
That was it.
You know I know your name.
I know.
I just like doing that. Do people come up to you and stumble your name? You know, they call me Joy nonstop. It's so annoying.
Yeah, you have
but I mean,
rough.
I love it. But Adam started this whole thing.
Hey, Maxi Pata is my
that's right. Maxi Pata.
Yeah.
I love that. Or Maxipata.
Either one. Yeah, I'll answer.
But it's Laximana.
Laximana, yeah.
Which is Filipino.
Mm-hmm. I think it actually is derivative of, like, it has like an Indian origin.
Yeah, it has to be. Because there's a lot of A's.
Yeah, a lot of A's. I think there's a Laximana temple.
Oh, yeah, the X.
Well, the KS, though, they spell it with the KS, LAKS.
Oh,
so that's
yeah.
super Indian. Because when I had some computer problems, I called tech support, and there's an Indian guy, and he takes over my computer.
Yeah.
And, you know, so he's got control of my mouse, and I'm just sitting at home watching him, like, try to fix it. And he says, wait, your last name's Laximana.
Oh, your name is Laximana.
Oh, you know.
You're not Dutch Indian.
Yeah. And then he opens Google and starts typing in my Chrome, like my Google, like teaching me about my history of my
Aww.
Name. I'm like, dude, can you fix my computer?
So he's working like on your computer and telling you your family history?
Yeah.
What a sweet man. They're all sweet. Indians are the nicest people.
They're super nice.
Why is that?
I really don't know.
They are really nice people.
They're polite.
But then there's also the other side where they're kind of aggressively rude. Have you ever been to a restaurant where they're kind of like...
I don't know.
I've been to a few Indian... Remember the one Indian spot we used to go to on Ventura, Alan? You remember the one guy with the turban?
Yeah,
He'd just give us an eye like...
No, but he would give us exactly what we wanted.
Yeah, he did give us exactly what we wanted. But man, it was like he hated us for patronizing his business.
With the pots, right?
Yeah.
But are they still nice and they just look mean? Kind of like, you know, there's some of those cultures where they look mean, but they're just the nicest people.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. I think he just looked very mean.
He was really, really quick and
yeah, he
really
was quick. Didn't want to talk.
It's kind of like a Chinese.
Like, can I get some butter chicken? Here. Butter and chicken. It. I don't even know what accent that is.
Man, you're
do you have that sound?
I do, in fact.
Oh, my God. To all my people in the house, make some noise. Can you make some noise right now? Make some noise.
Yeah. I'm not ugly.
What's the name of that horn?
I just Googled DJ horn. I don't think it's the scientific name for it. But.
It came from Europe. I know that for sure. It usually happened at rugby games, and one of the fans always had that horn.
It's what he was talking about. It's those big long horns, and they would play it.
What it was.
That's a vuvuzela.
That's not it.
That's not it.
I don't think so. I don't know.
Damn it.
I know the vuvuzela, but it's like a buzzing. Like, this is
that's
an air horn.
It's totally
different, but I mean, I know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's not it then. But I'm glad you found that. So it's DJ horn. That has got to be the easiest job in the world, Chris.
You know what? Yeah, I bet all the hype men. Yeah, they're gonna come back. It's like, no, man, this is tough.
I don't want hype men to leave. I like, there are
them.
Some.
They help. They really do help.
Yeah.
Good ones help.
The good ones help.
Remember that one song? It was just a hype man song. Remember that?
They need their own song.
There was one guy. He was like, "Oh, you chicken heads, be quiet, be quiet." Remember
I think
that song?
I do know what song you're talking about.
God, what was the name of that song? Remember that one song?
It was in the song. It was in that dance movie. The dance battle movie.
Yeah.
I'll find it.
Let me clear my throat. That's what it was called. That was a hype man song. It was a hype man. It was one of my. You don't remember that, Chris?
No.
Let me clear my throat.
Lil Jon is kind of like a hype man too.
No. This is the ultimate hype. Lil Jon, you know, wrote songs and stuff. This guy was strictly just a hype man. Like this guy was. Hold on. Did you find it? Play it. Watch. This is all hype man. I don't even think he wrote a lyric. Well, here we go. Play it. You got it? Play this.
DJ Kool and Duck get fresh. Rock it to the beat because we are the best. Fresh, Dutchy, fresh, and Biz Marquis. Rock it to the beat and the place to be. Biz Marquis and DJ 20. So hit me with the horns and make that money.
Make that money.
No, keep going.
Now all the way live from New York City.
Yeah.
Mr. Bismarck, grab the mic and get busy.
Oh. Oh. You know
Yo,
if you pay your bills on time, say yeah.
You gotta hype up our listeners, all the people in their cubicles working right now.
What?
Everybody, you got some people working in their cubicles right now.
Oh,
where are you? Come on, man, make your day of work a little better.
Just hire a hype man at work.
Yeah. Or people on the long commute.
I love that idea.
Hey, man, you got some people listening. They're on long commute. Watch you.
I'll be right back. Yo, if you're in the cubicle and you're bored as hell, come over here and I'll make you smell. Oh. If you like the smell, say hell yeah. Horn! Where's my horn? Yo!
Yeah, man. I'm amped. The best day of my life. We're gonna live forever.
But as I was
saying, I can't stop. I won't stop there. And you better play some more for me to go off. Play that song, Nick, one more time. And I'm gonna do an almost rhyme. Okay, that was awful. Get back in there.
Hey, man, I gotta go. Though. I'm gonna be late
for
my show.
Wait! Hold on, play the song so we can get Chris to leave.
Yeah, ready? Play me out.
Play him out. Yo, I am sweating really bad, and then my boy Chris is leaving.
One,
I'm sad.
Two, three, come on.
What? Yo! My boy Chris is leaving the show, and he's coming back. I don't know, so I say Chris.
love you, Chris.
All the way live from New York City.
Yo, that was so much fun. Chris Laxamana, everybody. He's about to go do a show with Vinny. What's his name again?
Ulrich.
Yeah, I can never say his last name.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
Yeah, but the fitness guru. That was fun, Nick.
That
How much
amazing.
Fun was that?
That was amazing.
Dude, we got the crowd hyped on that one.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
That was a good show.
Yeah. But like I said, that is in the final scene of You Got Served. That's what they're battling to. Omarion and what's his face?
Yo, Omarion could dance, bro. That dude can dance. Whatever happened to Omarion? He started singing and he stopped dancing.
Yeah, I don't know where he
could. Yeah, what happened? He had that one song. What's that song, Jesse? What's the song called? Omarion's song, the last one. What's the last one called? Jesse, press the button.
What song?
Well, the Omarion. Just saying, the last one with Chris Brown.
Oh, shoot. I forgot.
All right, that's Alan's daughter. She's not helping me at all right now. No. The song, it was
Post
like his famous...
Be.
Huh?
Post to Be?
Yeah, Post there to Be. Go. That's what it's called.
It had
Post
that,
to Be.
It had that famous eat the booty like groceries line in it.
I eat the booties like groceries, and that's just how it's supposed to be. Groceries, booty, supposed to be, supposed to be. I eat the booty like groceries. Groceries taste like booty. That's how it's supposed to be.
That's probably where he is.
Yeah, he's probably eating booty right now, which is fine. He's got a baby on the way. I just saw it in Star Magazine. So
really?
Yeah. So obviously he doesn't just eat the booty. how hyped are you?
I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight.
I'm pretty sure everyone that just listened to this episode, if you're in your cubicle, I know for a fact you guys are hyped right now. I am. Jesse, did I not kill it on the hype? Press the button, hon. Did I not kill it?
Yeah. You killed it.
Alan, how nice of a guy am I? I flew.
Very nice.
Did I not take your daughter to Hawaii?
You took my daughter to Hawaii, and then when you came back, you bought me lunch.
Yeah, and I bought him lunch.
And you never brought it up again.
Never brought it up again. Jesse, did you have the time of your life in Maui?
Heck yeah.
Am I the best uncle in the world?
Huh?
Am I the best uncle in the world?
Yep. No,
yeah, I am.
Yep.
We did everything, huh?
Yep.
What was your favorite thing? Waterfall jumping?
I think ATV?
The ATVs. The ATVs? Yeah. What about jet skis? What about the jet skis?
Jet skis were fun.
What about snorkeling?
Flipping over like 10 times.
All right. You don't have to say. But that's the best part about jet skis is when you crash, you don't get hurt. You know what I mean? You crash on a scooter on the road, you die.
Did they do it?
You crash on a jet ski? You're like a superhero. Untouchable.
Did they do any training before you did that?
The jet skis?
Yeah.
No. They just give you the keys to a powered vehicle and they go, do you have a kid with you? Run amok. Cut to Jesse flying 75 feet across the ocean at 75 miles per hour. And then she swims back up and goes, let's do it again. Let's do it again. Huh, Jesse?
Yeah.
But ATVs were the best, huh?
Yeah.
The cool thing about this ATV thing that we did, Nick, is we drove these ATVs all the way to the top of this mountain in Maui. And at the top of the mountain were these water slides that just went right into a lake. So we're just, all of us are just jumping down this water slide, right? And then we wanted to do like a group video because there's 11 of us. I fly 11 people to Maui every year, all family, right? And I go, let's go down this water slide all together, right? And the guy's like, yeah, I'll record it. So the guy that took us on the tour is at the bottom of the water slide with a GoPro, right? So we all chain up to go down this water slide, Alan. And we just take off. The chain is broken. All right. Groups of three are flying down this water slide at like 100 miles per hour. Right. Guess who's flying down this water slide by herself backwards with her feet up towards the sky?
got to be this one, Jesse.
It's Jesse. Jesse goes head first into the water. It was the funniest thing. But that was the best, huh, Jess?
Yeah.
I can see it during that hype session we had. She was just wiling out.
Oh, she was going crazy. Jesse's talented. She can sing. She can dance. Renee's out there. Is Renee over there? Get in here, Renee.
Yeah.
Renee, get in here. Renee's my other niece. No, stay right there, Jess. Renee's my other niece, Nick. It's on my ex-wife's side. It's her aunt's daughter. And I fly her and her son out, too. This is Renee. Now, Renee, get on. Press the button and talk to me. Press the button, Renee.
Yeah?
Yeah. Now, look at Jesse. Now, look at Jesse, Nick. Jesse's right behind you, Nick. Look at her. Okay. And now, look at Renee. Who do you think is the oldest?
I'm going to say Jesse.
Yeah. Jesse, right? But, I mean, the only reason why you said that is because I asked you who's oldest. But if you were to meet them, you would probably say Renee's the oldest, right? Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Renee is the size of a small Burmese man. She's very beautiful. You're very beautiful. You're very cute. But your body is ridiculous. Am I right, Alan?
Yeah. She's like a grown-up.
You look... I used to say this all the time because, you know, this is the third time you've been to Maui with me, right? Renee, press the button, Renee.
Yeah.
It's the third time. Okay, so what are you? You're 12 now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but you just turned 12. So she's still kind of 11. See, the way she's talking right now has got that 11-ish to her. Imagine 3 years ago, Nick, when she was like 8-ish, 9. Okay? And she's still built like this. So I would get mad because I'm thinking I'm talking to an adult, right? But I always had to remind myself, I'm like, oh, God, you can't get mad at her because she's 9. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the craziest thing. But anyways, did you have fun, Renee?
Yeah.
What was your favorite thing in Maui?
When we went snorkeling at Malakini.
Aw. What did you like the most there? The eel?
The turtles.
Oh, yeah, the turtles. Do you love your Uncle Joe?
Jess.
Yeah, I love you too, hon. As you can tell by the enthusiasm and excitement in her voice, she is overwhelmed by this trip that her uncle paid for for 16 days. And she responds like this. Yeah. Yeah, I had fun in Malakini. I saw the turtles. Yeah, you got an all expense paid. You don't have to worry about food, shelter. You get to do all kinds of activities. You get to swim in the ocean, whatever you want. All on your Uncle Joe. How do you feel about that, Renee?
That's cool. It's pretty cool, I guess.
But I love you, Renee.
I love you, too.
Aw. Love you, Jesse. No, get on the microphone. God.
Love you too.
All right, cool.
You know what was cool though?
What?
And it's kind of not cool that they broke their phones.
Okay, yeah.
But you know what was cool is that they actually got to enjoy Hawaii.
You know what? I'm glad you said that. And what Alan said is when Jesse got to Hawaii the second day, she's lying right now. She told everyone that she just she was doing the dishes and a little bit of water splashed on the phone and it broke. But then we took it
to the
Apple store and they opened it and there's a sticker inside that tells you what type of water damage happened. And if it's light pink, that means just a little bit of water got in. If it's bright red, that means it was submerged in water. And if it's bleeding lava, that means it was at the bottom of the ocean. The guy said that it was bleeding lava.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Jessie's going to hold this to her grave. She's going to act like, I swear, Uncle Joe, I was washing a cup and some water flew out of the cup and landed on my phone and it exploded. And then Renee, I actually will defend Renee on this. But yeah, the other two cousins that were there were taking her phone and she changed the passcode. So she locked herself out because she forgot the passcode. So both of them didn't have the phone. The first 2 days that we got there, they both got out. Their phones were off. Yeah. But the cool thing about that is they had to find other things to keep them entertained.
Yeah, and I think
in Hawaii, and it was actually cool. I'm actually glad, Nick, that their phones exploded in Hawaii because they didn't go to their phones every 5 seconds and look at Instagram and Snapchat. They actually had to become kids in Maui and have a good time. And I thought that was kind of cool.
Living the moment.
It was. It really was, man. I loved it, man. And I didn't even think of that until I got back when I was like, yo, you know what? Renee and Jesse never was on their phone. And I like that. They had to run to the beach and swim. They had to go to the pool and swim and hang out and play. And that was kind of cool. So you know why I do that, Alan? You know why I have the kids go? Like, I want Jesse to come and I want Renee to go and little Joe and his cousins. Because when I was a kid, and you know this, you know how Filipinos are.
Yeah.
They always have family feuds. Mm-hmm. And these family feuds last until one of the family members dies.
Yeah.
They hold a grudge till death. Am I right?
No, definitely.
So my mom, God bless her, I love her to death. She's my mom. But for some reason is in a fight with everybody in the family. Everybody in the family, she doesn't talk to anymore, whatever the case may be. And what happens is we suffered because I didn't get to grow up with my cousins. I didn't get to, you know what I mean, socialize with these aunts because my mom wasn't talking to this aunt and I had to not, and it just sucked. You know what I mean? And now that I have kids and everybody else has kids, that fighting is still going on. But I don't want to follow that trend. You know what I mean?
Definitely, uh-huh.
I remember telling Angie, I go, hey, look, we're not together, and that's fine, but I still want to be your best friend because you're my son's mother, and you're amazing. You're an amazing mom. But I don't want Renee and Christopher not to socialize with little Joe because we got a divorce. And I don't want them to just see Joe when you have little Joe. Like, I want us to be a unit still. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want him to hang out with Jesse. I want him to hang out with all his cousins in Vegas. And that's why I do it. I literally save up all that money just so that they can have the time of their lives for 2 weeks. No parents, no drama, no nothing. Just kids being kids, having fun, growing up like cousins should grow up. You know what I mean?
Isn't it relaxing, though?
Like, it
me as a dad now, I see, like, I can watch my daughter Audrey play all day.
All day.
All day.
All day.
I could just sit down and just watch her play.
It's so much fun, right?
Yeah.
And don't you sit there and go, man, my parents missed out. Right?
Definitely.
They missed out. And my mom, you missed out. You missed out on something. My dad, I let my dad know all the time. I say it publicly all the time. You really missed out, man. Because my son's at that age, at 13 right now, and I'm getting depressed. I was depressed in Maui. There was a couple of times where I couldn't sleep because I was like, he's at that age where he just wants to be with his boys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's sad. Like, I get depressed. I'm like, you know what I'm talking about. Audrey's your life. Like, she's attached at your hip. But watch it. Right when she hits Jesse age.
Yeah, Jesse already doesn't want
to. Yeah, Jesse, because that's them just growing up. Yeah. That's them finding their personality, their identity. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's sad. They love you, but it just sucks because you're just like, I'm not that go-to anymore.
Uh-huh.
It hurts, man. So cherish those moments, man. I say this all the time, Nick. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm beating a dead horse, but I want to end on some type of note. But, you know, the whole point of my Maui trip, you know, and I'm not trying to, I do brag and boast, and I should. Damn it, I worked hard for it. But my ultimate goal isn't for me, it's for these kids. That's it. When I'm gone, I want Renee and Jesse and little Joe and Trey and Amanda and Duncan and Connor, I want them to be a unit, a family. You know what I'm saying? When I'm not around, they're going to be like tight.
Yeah. They
experience because of
together.
That. They experience stuff together. They grew up together and they have stories to share. And it doesn't take a Maui trip to do that. I'm not saying that. It's just for me, I never got to see Hawaii when I was a kid. And you know what I mean? And I know how that feels. But it doesn't have to be like that. You know what I mean? If you got family or whatever, and you know, you guys aren't talking and these kids aren't talking because you're not talking to their mom anymore. Try and make an effort. Do something, man. Do a park night. You know what I mean? How much did we rent that basketball court out at the public park? It was like $200 to rent a basketball court. And we rented a jumper. You remember that?
Yeah.
And we had like all the kids just had the time of their lives. That's all it takes. Just do something. It doesn't even have to be that. Just do something at a house or do something, man. Like, don't sacrifice the kids' happiness because you're not happy. Figure out a way to make yourself happy, but don't jeopardize the kids, man. Let them be kids. Let them have the time of life. That's my theme, I guess. That's the end of this show. You know what I mean? Nick, stop fighting people.
Good message.
We only live once, you know? Enjoy every moment, man. All that negative energy, check it at the door, man. You know, I'm dealing with this situation still, Alan.
Which one?
You know, I do all this good stuff for these kids. People are misunderstanding the purpose of this vacation. You know what I mean? Like, it's not for me and it's not for you guys. It's for these kids. And now I got this outside family, you know what I mean, where they're taking offense to it because they didn't go. And I'm like, yo, it ain't even about you guys. And why am I feeling guilty for doing something good? You know?
You shouldn't.
I shouldn't. Like, thank me for this. And here's the thing. I don't even ask for the thank you. The only reason why I'm reacting this way is because I'm hearing stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's the worst.
And I'm feeling bad for doing something good. Check yourself. Check your own ego. Stop being selfish. And understand the purpose of life. You know what I mean? Just, man, I get upset and I'm sorry, but... You know what I mean? Just enjoy life. I'm going to go back to enjoying life. I need a hype man, damn it. Let's get back to that hype. Play that song. Let's play this out. This is recorded by my boy, the real Nick Davis. Yo, 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 yo. When I say Allen, you say Carlos. Allen.
Carlos.
Allen.
Carlos.
If I say Nick, you say Davis. Nick. Nick. Davis. I say Joe, you say Coy. Joe, Coy, when I say Maui, I say expensive, Maui, expensive.
I did it wrong again. Yo, this is the Coy Pond. I just want to say I love you guys and keep listening. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Alan. And that's it. That's the Coy Pond. Peace.
Yeah, I live it like it's all good, 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 it's all good. I live it like it's all good, it's all good, it's all good, it's all good, it's all good. I live it like all I ever wanted.